Near Death, in memory of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, 1926 to 2004, on Holocaust Day, 27th of January, 2005. Winds crash into January, whipping us through the cities, working us hard through the grief of short days and big red suns blowing out and going down the minute they catch fire. Good then that you went out in August, the season dressed in travellers. One more winter would have been a damn procrastination. The gate closed, the plane waiting but not moving, the work done. It started in Maidenek. On the walls of the barracks were hundreds of butterflies. On the walls of the barracks, walls of nothing to hope for, children already crossed off all the lists of the living, scratched them, carved them, then left them, the hundreds of butterflies. It started in Maidenek, all the butterflies speaking from the walls of no answers. Fast forward one decade, two, all over the Western world no one was dying, no one. All through the 50s into the 60s, the doctors were adamant, no dying here. You walked through the hospitals, crossed arctics of loneliness, found the rooms of the dying, the rooms of no answers. You held out your tongue to them and let their words fill up the world. In your last years, after strokes and a fire, as you waited for what you called transition, in changed times critics gathered. Your five stages were too neat, some said. Were not even yours, one said. So changed times changed truth into fashion, styles of will. And we no longer trust your kind, accent thick as history, charismatic, passionate, unsentimental, stumbling out of Europe's darkness, blinking in the light you saved, channeling tales of magic and wonder. Enough, we cry. Away with your implicit morals, your reaffirmations of faith. We only want to watch reality and make nothing better. So, changed times changed truth, erase the moment you grasped and, in grasping, made. Back in 1969, America was at war with itself over its war. It seemed the nation spewed death and ate it, ate it, ate it. The nation ate so much death, denial wore itself out. In a room, we remember the dead with films, poetry. We open our mouths, hold death on our tongues in a plain room, watch lights work on the clean walls. A little way up the road, traffic control deals planes up, stacked planes down, drowns the squeals of starting and the low drones of ending in each other. Winds crash around a plain room, shriek through the cracks and into our mouths.